Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine abyss, and I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Push that button, the button wants to be. Push the button, push that button, push that button, the button wants to be. Pushed somewhere in a bush, there is a Pearson, not a Pearson, because a Pearson is just kind of strange, because that's the name of the airport out here in Toronto, but a person hiding in the bush. He's kind of dropping around, and he is looking for the squirrels. The squirrels are going all over the place. They're crawling up the trees, they're crawling up the branches, they're crawling on the roofs, they're crawling in through the roofs, and they're crawling inside the sides, and they're going, and they're all over the place, and you don't even know what the hell is going on, but something is definitely going on, because you can smell it in the air. You can hear it dancing down the stairs. You can see it crying from the heavens above as the world is beginning to revolve around a circular axis that's going down, 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 deep underground into a small cavernous room that has got some strange little people crawling around, and I don't even know what they're doing, but they are doing it. And if they are doing it continuously, and they're going to continue doing it successfully, they are going to have some kind of weird-ass, I don't know, some kind of mongo, 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 bong, bong, bong. Do you know what movie is coming up this week, EW?
Coffee.
No coffee. Coffee bad.
No? Coffee good.
Well, maybe for you, not for me. Coffee would actually put me to sleep. There's not enough caffeine in it.
Okay.
Drink.
I has a feeling there's this big green thing we're gonna
drink.
You okay there?
Drink.
I think he sat on a tack.
No, I don't sit on tacks. I always check my chair. When I sit down, when I'm about to sit down someplace, I always make sure that my butt's not actually going to get punctured by something that's like, no, that's wrong. I actually check my seat whenever I'm going to sit. Hey, there's something there? No, there's not. No, there's no weird lizard sitting there? No. Hey, no, there's not a brown... Somebody put a cheeseburger there? No. And no, there is not a big tack there. I clear my seat before I seats my sit down.
Do you need a bigger box?
Yeah, lizard, 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 lizard. I am so looking forward to Godzilla. I hope to God nothing goes wrong at work because I booked the day off. I want to go see this gosh darn movie. I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it on opening weekend. I want to see it like on the biggest screen, and I want to enjoy it with not have a lot of silly arse people sitting in the theater saying, and eating their foods and doing the things and playing on their cell phones and doing all that other stupid crap that some people do in the theater. I really hate that stuff sometimes. I really just sometimes want to take a big stick and go pop into the back of their head. Pop! The back of your head, too. Pop! Oh, there goes your phone. Bye-bye.
Are you sure you didn't have coffee?
No coffee today. I am just really tired.
Uh-huh.
We should all know the symptoms by now. When I start talking like this, it means I am tired. I don't even know why I go into that weird accent, too.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No! You shush! I will shush you up with... I watched 3 movies this weekend.
Uh-huh. What'd you watch?
We watched The Matrix, because... I just had to. It was one of those movies. You got to watch The Matrix every once in a while.
Because it had you.
It has me. It's always had me. I've always been in The Matrix. I'm like one of those little... I'm like a deja vu thing. What? What did you see? Cat? No, I saw the same cat and it looked like another cat. And then the cat goes... Was it the same cat? No, it was a different cat. No, maybe it was the same. I don't know. It kind of looked like... Oh, crap, man. So I enjoy The Matrix. See, every once in a while, you got to refresh and reboot and reset and just say... Pfft, do something like you've seen before, because the movie still holds up. It still looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of thought I was going to do a Matrix marathon this weekend by watching all 2 of the Matrix movies. Okay, and then the one vignette style movie, the Animatrix, because I actually really enjoy Animatrix.
Yeah, I liked that one.
Because there were some vignettes and that was like, that is really cool. And then there was one or two of them was like, I'll take that or leave it, but whatever. But that one is really cool.
What you need to do is realize there is no spoon.
Yes, there is.
No.
Yes, there is a spoon somewhere. Not necessarily right in front of you, right here. Oh, and you know, Keenan just mentioned Barbarella. I've been thinking about watching that. I have it on Blu-ray. Picked it up the $5 bin there a little while ago. It's like, I watch that movie once in a while. Haven't seen it in years. But that's not the movies that I really wanted to talk about this week. This particular edition of After Rotting Land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amazing Spider-Man number 2.
Number 2.
2. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
You haven't seen the movie yet, have you?
I have not. I'm still on teetering whether I'm going to do it or not.
Okay. So I'm going to this episode's probably going to be chock full of some spoiler alerts. However, I won't give away the storylines. But I will give away some spoilers. Cuz I'm a spoiled son of a biscuit basket person thing.
Biscuits and gravy.
I have a hankering for biscuits and gravy actually for the last couple of days. But moving on to the movie, Amazing Spider-Man 2. The Spider-Man stuff is awesome. The kid they have playing Spider-Man is the best choice they could have gone for Spider-Man. I like this kid as Spider-Man. He is rock solid, awesome. He has the nature. He has the basic brass picks and whatever to do that character. He is Peter Parker. And it's going to be sad because I think he's only going to do a third movie and then he's going off to something else. But whatever. He is... Whenever they do a Spider-Man, any character, any show, any movie, they should focus and watch what they've done with this in this movie. That being said, I hate Electro in this movie, and I hate Rhino in this movie, and I'm not a big fan of the Green Goblin in this movie at all.
So the spinoff of the Sinister Six
will probably drive me up the wall and make me go and say, "Arr!" bad things to people.
So it's not looking good.
Now, here's the flip side to that. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm a comic book geek and so I know the history of these characters or their idioms or everything else around them, I might have enjoyed those characters. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm expecting Electro or something close to Electro or even a mild interpretation of Electro. But if I'm not a comic book geek, for I'm sort of part of the masses, generalized audience that is not necessarily as clued into the Spider-Man mythos, mm-hmm. They might enjoy those movies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personally, Electro cannot discorporate. That one drove me up the wall. Of all of it, that one drove me up the wall.
Okay.
And by discorporate, I mean by disintegrating and then transmit himself along electric power lines. No.
Now, yeah. Well, yeah, because I think the comic book's pretty... Well, no, they didn't. Never mind. I'm not even going there.
They never went into that. Electro basically was a guy who could shoot electric bolts.
Yep.
And at some point in the more recent times, he learned to fly. Guess what? I didn't know that until I read a comic book the other day. It's like, whoa...
He does what? Oh.
And he flies in the movie. It's like, what the hell? And the stupidest observation, and this is going to be the one that's going to tickle your bung when you actually watch the movie, when Jamie Foxx is pre-Electro, and it's himself, he's got bad teeth. But then when he becomes Electro, he's got perfect teeth again.
Hmm. Dentures?
I'm pretty sure that Jamie Foxx has good teeth all on his own. He's probably got a good dental plan. He probably takes care of his teeth. Probably takes care of himself as all. But, yeah, I think they missed something there in the continuity check shuffle thingy there.
Dentures, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So, I love the girl they have playing Gwen Stacy in these first two movies. Amazing Spider-Man 1 and Amazing Spider-Man 2. That young lady, I think she perfectly nails the everything about Gwen Stacy. She's that person. She just pulls it, brings it, puts it out there, and it's like, yeah.
Right.
All right. And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff. And I'm really not that fond of what's-her-face as his mom, as his aunt. What's her face?
I agree. I think the lady that played Aunt May in the...
Aunt May, yeah.
In the Sam Raimi version, she was...
Yes, she was perfect as Aunt May.
Yeah.
And that guy who played Ben, he was a perfect Ben as well. Why can't I remember his name? Dude played the President of the United States on the West Wing. Ah, crap. I should know this guy's name. He's Canadian, I think. Crikey and a crike kicker. Well, we'll move on. Him. Yeah, I never really liked him as Uncle Ben. But the guy playing Spidey, he's perfect. He has that role nipped real tight. And as Jack mentioned in the chat room, because it's so awesome what they did with Spider-Man, it's like, how could they twist everything else differently? That just leaves me completely mildly feeling molested. It's like, what?
I still think, though, I mean, come on. I know how you keep saying about Superman and how he didn't kill nobody, but come on, a man's got unlimited power. You're telling me when he's
punched... He doesn't have unlimited power.
Well, okay, he's got beyond man.
And Martin Sheen, that was right. He is indestructible.
Martin Sheen wasn't Uncle Ben in the Sam Raimi version.
You may want to look that up.
I'm going there now. Okay. It is kind of hard to do both at the same time.
Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Do it.
Martin
Sheen was Uncle Ben.
No, not the Sam Raimi version. Cliff Robinson.
Oh, no, sorry. Martin Sheen is... Yeah. No, Martin Sheen is the Uncle Ben in the version I don't like.
There you go.
Okay. And Sally Field is the Aunt May I don't like.
Did they have a J.J. Robinson yet? Or J.J. Jameson yet?
No, they haven't really explored the Bugle much, except that he sent some pictures off to J. Jonah, and that's it.
I did get
one email back and forth that they see a bit of.
Yeah, I did get an article, and I tried bookmarking it, but it would not let me bookmark it, that they are considering talking to J.K. Simmons to reprise his role.
By the way, I have to correct Jack. Martin Sheen is Canadian. So I'm sure. I just had to throw that in there.
Wait, are you sure? Because I thought his real last name was Estevez.
No. Emilio Estevez.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Estevez.
Estevez. Martin Sheen is a Martin Sheen.
Oh, so he wasn't... So where'd they get the Estevez from? That's their father. I just don't understand where they get the Estevez from.
I don't know.
Anywho. So, yeah. Uncle Ben in the one with Tobey Maguire was Cliff Robertson.
Correct.
And I thought he played a good Uncle Ben as well.
I was quite fine with his Uncle Ben in that movie, and I was quite fine with the elderly lady who played Aunt May. I do not like Sally Field as Aunt May. She just...
Why did they choose her?
Mary Parker. Who the hell is Mary Parker? Oh, the mom. Okay, right. Oh, so another element...
Wait, I am not on crack. Back up.
Why is Jack saying I'm on crack? I'm not on crack.
I kill crack.
Huh? Mary Parker, yes.
Who's Mary Parker?
Mary Parker is Peter Parker's mom.
They actually introduced the mother?
Mother and father. Well, they introduced the mother and father briefly in the first movie. But as I was going to say, something I had seen mentioned elsewhere as well, I think actually Jack mentioned it, somebody else mentioned it on Facebook too, was that... they give you a brief exposure clip, look, see, hey, there's mom and dad, da-da-da-da-da, and throw away. So.
Which reminds me, I have a debate, or a question on something that we're going to have to talk about.
Okay, hold that thought,
because
then I'm going to say about number three movie.
Yes.
And this, as I said pre-show, is a movie you're going to have to watch. You're going to have to watch this. Do you know why you're going to have to watch this?
Because it's a vampire flick?
No, because it's a freaking awesome vampire flick.
Ah, oh, okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. So the basic premise is a young man, 24, 25 years old or whatever, has been introduced to the fact that he has a potentially life-changing, life-killing... problem.
Why life-killing?
Do you know what an aneurysm is?
Yes.
Okay, so it's the kind of thing that could become Like an aneurysm.
Thank you, Keenan. I knew I was right.
No? You might want to look it up on
The wiki. Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Antonio Gerard Estevez. He is the Estevez.
Yeah,
and I know why they did the name change.
Why? Because they didn't want to be recognized as being Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. Because at that particular time, when he started becoming an actor, Hispanics were really looked down on. So they wanted to be able to stay within the movies, and a lot of the people at that time were getting name changes. Dun-ta-da!
Yeah.
So, anywho.
Exactly.
But back to your movie, I apologize.
See? So. Staying focused, people. Focused.
I knew I was right.
Oh, I don't know. I don't follow everybody anymore.
Well, it's not that. It's just because for the longest time, there was when I found out about their last names, I was like, well, we know that this is the father. Why do we have a different last name? And I could not remember how it broke down, but there it is.
For some strange reason, I have had it in my head that Martin Sheen is Canadian, and I think it's because he was in a whole crap load of Canadian early sci-fi movies.
His father, Francisco, a Spanish immigrant who worked for the sugarcane fields of Cuba for a few years after initially being denied entry into the United States. I don't know what the rest of that would be, Bones.
Ooh, they have four kids.
Yeah. There's
Emilio, Ramon, Carlos, and Rene.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Okay, moving on.
Yes, back to the focus.
That's what I've got to say to that. Ha! My show, I can focus wherever. By the way, do you know what focus means?
No, because
I'm going to share.
I don't have it.
There's a replacement word for the first word. Fudge off because you suck.
Oh, yeah, okay, there we go.
So when somebody's saying to you, focus! You now know what they're telling you.
Uh-huh.
I use this one a lot because it amuses me immensely.
Gotcha.
Focus! Now, back to where I was going.
And it's only on lollipops and cups of coffee, okay?
Lollipop, lollipop, lifesaver, lollipop, lollipop. Hey! I could go for a lollipop right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, moving back.
Focus.
Afflicted. This movie is awesome. It starts out real simple. It's like, oh man, it's one of these buddy-buddy flicks. It's like, oh, dudes, they're going to do like dudes, and they're going to like do tour the world and whatever. Because this guy's got like the last chance to do. He's like, he wants to tour. He wants to go all over the world and stuff and whatever. And it's like, oh my gosh. It's like, dude, it's one of those kinds of dude movies. It's like, all right. I know it's not just a dude movie. It's because I've seen a trailer before, so I know that there's something more to it. So it's like, do-do-do-do-do. And then he gets bitten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wakes up in a bedroom. Doesn't know what the hell's going on. It's like, what the hell's going on? And then the movie progresses. And he has experiences and things that are just like not the normal human state of frame. He gets into it and has stuff. And I see, I don't want to give away the movie because it's an awesome movie. It's really done well. You don't really know what his travel is. Well, you will now because I've kind of already said. But you don't really know what the journey is until you experience his journey as it's walking through. The kind of movie is, you know how we sometimes talk about found footage movies and how they suck sometimes and how they're great sometimes?
Yes.
This is one of those great ones. Because the premise starts, I'm documenting this guy's journey along his 1-year journey around the world because, gosh darn it, we're going to tour the world and that sort of thing. And all of the video footage fits that kind of mentality and fits the kind of, well, yeah, I'm doing a documentary. It's about him.
Right.
And it's not a shaky cam. A little bit of shaky cam, but okay, you got a bunch of people running. It's like, whoosh, okay.
Hmm, interesting.
But it's a vampire movie. It's, like I was saying somewhere else, you think the tropes are getting tired and everybody's done the stories all to death about this and whatever. And like vampires are done to death and everybody's done vampires. Vampires are all over the place and blah, blah, blah. Vampire, 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 vampires. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, okay, I'm awake. That was a new take on vampires. I liked it. I highly endorse this movie.
Have to check it out. Is it on Netflix already, or is it?
I'm not sure if it's on Netflix or not. I believe it got to VOD at some point. I saw something somewhere saying it was available. Actually, I can. I have the power of the internet to look things up, don't I?
Yes, you do.
So, where is the release? Gotta stop doing that. You know, stop it. Got it? Stop it. But one of the things I really liked about this movie, the main character guy, his name is Derek Lee. Mm-hmm. Do you know what his character name is in the movie? Derek Lee?
Yeah, I was going to go with that.
And the other guy who's his buddy, Cliff Prowse? His name is Cliff Prowse?
Wow.
and the guy's brother, Jason Lee? His name is Jason Lee? And their mother, Lily Pye Lee? Her name is Derek's mom, Lily Pye Lee. Almost everybody in this movie are using their real names.
Interesting.
The entire movie is like filmed as if they were buddies and friends and stuff. What? Who's one subbies? What? Gotta go. Over here. Now we're going to do. There was a release date in the Netherlands. Ooh.
How'd you see it?
It was released limited release in Canada in April.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and yeah, it was at the Toronto International Film Festival in September. That's where I heard about it, and then I saw it a little while ago. But I love this movie. Everybody should watch it.
Gonna have to check it out. It's called Afflicted, right?
Afflicted. Not Inflicted. Afflicted.
Afflicted.
I'll even pop you a link somewhere in the private chat room type thing so that nobody else can see the information, just you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
No. Oh, Keenan. Oh, no. They have not. You are incorrect, sir. Because I'm going to throw you a couple that I think I've already said once before. In the Flesh is a miniseries by the BBC. There is still room to mine the joys and channels of zombies. You shush with that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crap. Stop pushing it in. I'm gonna say bad things to you, and they may even be mildly hurtful.
Yeah,
potentially a little pretentious as well, because I like big words.
It's season finale week, which means
shush.
One more of
shush.
My shows. I'm not talking about Agents, but one more of my shows will have its season finale Friday.
Okay, I don't want to talk about finales. I want to talk about beginnings now. Constantine. Oh, good God, people.
Before you go there, I say that should be after your intermezzo. I got a different one for you.
Want to talk about the bat. Okay, let's talk about the bat.
Yeah, did you see the picture that came out black and white?
Of course I saw the picture of the bat.
Do you know why it came out black and white?
Because they want to have hype.
No. I saw the color picture. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the comic that where he came out with a different colored outfit? Mm-hmm. Almost like a rainbow-looking outfit? That's why it was black and white, but they didn't want to show that part.
Yeah, that won't go over very well with anybody.
No joke. I saw what it looked like in the multiple colors, and I was like, ah!
I think the multiple color things you saw was a, to put it bluntly, a hoax?
I hope so.
Because there is no way in God's green earth, not this one, nor the X, nor the one after that, where it'll be, oh, look, he's got a rainbow suit.
I hope they don't do that. I really hope that it was like a...
I'm thinking they got you on a joke.
I hope so.
I'm thinking somebody photoshopped that.
I'm hoping so, but what did you think about the black and white picture, at least?
It's Batman. See, here's the thing that's really getting me going. There are so many people out there yelling, oh, it's terrible, oh, he's got short ears. It's like, dudes... It's a still picture from pre-production. It's not even the final deal yet. They may change it.
Well, I mean, not only that, we know that there's a lot of editing that's done that changes the looks and so forth after or before it actually is fully released. So, I mean, that means they'll put in more smoke, they'll put in whatever is happening in that particular scene. Mm-hmm. The car, though, I gotta admit, the car looked pretty decent.
Car looks good. But again, you don't see enough of it. You don't see enough in this picture to actually be able to tell anything except, yeah, that's Batman, and yeah, that's the Batmobile, and yeah, that looks like they broke it in half because it looks like it came down a cliff.
Right. And, well, not only that, but that looked like a fat version of Batman.
Well, it is Ben Affleck. What do you want?
Batman.
I can't believe. It's like, I'm still against the whole Ben Affleck as Batman, but you know what? Can't really say until I see it, right?
Yeah, I really think he might pull it off.
I think he's going to suck at it, but I'll get him have the benefit of the doubt. Wait, that doesn't sound like I'm really giving him the benefit of the doubt. But the reality is, I am giving him the benefit of the doubt, because until I see it, I don't really have an opinion on his ability to do it.
Everybody's coming into this film that it blows, because they think, well, you know, they ruined Superman in the first one.
They did.
I just think that they're trying to change things up. They're trying to put the reality touch on it, because, I mean, whatever did happen to Zod, remember?
Okay, I have a question for you. When you were a kid, what was your favorite movie?
Ghostbusters.
Okay, now say they take Ghostbusters, and instead of making them a bunch of guys wearing crew outfits or whatever, working out of an old firehouse and like doing this other stuff, they were interdimensional astronauts with monkey suits and had tentacle faces. And what would you think about them doing that? Calling them Ghostbusters.
It's a movie. I really don't care.
See, that's the point. What you're doing is when you're... Uh-oh, somebody's saying bullshit to me. What?
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that was about. You're going to have to be more clarific and specific there as to what was the BS there on Keenan, because my initials are BS, so yeah, I will do that, but I have to see what and then before I can comment on that. But
well, here's the thing.
I look at two things in the story. One, how true it is to the source material. If it is true, real, and cool, and it's the bomb as far as the source material, great and groovy. Love it. If in and of itself I can believe and trust and think and feel and go through with the story, great, the bomb. Love it. This is why I have no problem reading The Walking Dead and watching The Walking Dead. They are different, really different. But I'm good with it because they both have their own internal integrity and their own internal stories that go their own ways. And that works for me.
Okay, and the storyline they used in the film went its direction. He didn't technically kill a human. He killed Zod.
An alien, yes.
Well, yeah, and...
I don't have as much of a big deal against the whole killing thing. That's never really bothered me as much per se in the movie. What bothered me mostly in the movie is Superman didn't seem to have any emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like really... not Superman. Superman has a shabunga footload of emotions in the comic books. He grieves over the possibilities like, I could save all the people on this planet. Why don't I? Or, these people are all stupid puny humans. I should kill them all. You know? He has that range of emotions. And it's like, Cavill, or how he was directed. And I'm not blaming just the actor. It's like, the way that the movie was done. I just can't buy into the character that they created as a result there. I liked little bits of it. Visually and the way some of it impacted, but overall the movie just felt like it's a bunch of glossy pretty people on a piece of celluloid. That's how it came through to me.
I mean, I don't know, I think it was a good try to do a new take on it, you know, because personally when you say Superman and you ask who's the best Superman, majority, I'm not saying everyone, but majority of the people are going to call out Christopher Reeves as being, you know, the best Superman of time. You know, and then again, there's still many others that were in there that would fit that role when it comes to being on screen.
My favorite Superman was George Reeves.
George Reeves was a great Superman. I really liked his personality when he did all that.
He was a happy person as Superman.
Yeah, I agree.
And he fit the bill of the 50s style, dun dun dun, saving the world.
Who was it that was before him?
Crap, I know his name. It's off the top of my head. He's a wrestler. No, not a wrestler. What the hell was it? Shabushabasha. I will find this. I will find it early. I will find it quickly. I will find the name of the man who was... Oh, no, it wasn't him. Was it him? No, it wasn't him. Dude. Kirk Allen. Who the hell is Kirk Allen?
Yeah, I think Keenan's trying to say that's the guy before. It just the name doesn't ring a bell.
No, that doesn't ring the bell as for who I thought it was. Well, let's do a quick giggly search on that and see what that brings us up. And, oh, good Lord. He was an early Superman. 1910? Oh, no, that's when he was born.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, no. That was... Okay, so he is the first actor to play Superman in a 1948 film serial. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think I have either.
I may have to dig this up now. Okay, so that's your answer.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there's a name I didn't know.
Yep. So, but
learn something new.
You're saying about how, and you're right, that there were, I was reading an article earlier today when people were yapping about, hey, Ben Affleck can't be Batman, it's like George Cavill can't be Superman, it's like, oh, everybody hates on these guys. It's like, and yes, everybody hated on Heath Ledger being the Joker until they saw what he put out. It's like, well, I would be one of those people that did say, yeah, I can't stand the whole concept of Heath Ledger being the Joker, but then I saw the movie, and it's like, okay, I take that back. And I'm more than happy and willing to say that if that is the case.
He played one of the best ones yet. Now, I know Jack Nicholson's good, don't get me wrong, but...
Jack Nicholson's Jack Nicholson Joker. Heath Ledger is Heath Ledger's Joker. They're both good Jokers in different ways. Jack Nicholson's much more comic. Heath Ledger's was like, geez, that, I could see somebody doing that.
Yeah, he well, there is one, I actually stumbled across this thing that was talking about, like, clips of films that we didn't know about. Heath Ledger actually did a huge ad-lib on the film because when he was blowing up the hospital, there was supposed to be an explosion and nothing happened, and he starts hitting the button.
Yeah, and yeah. That's my favorite funny scene in the whole freaking movie. It's like he's walking down with the nurses, hit the button. Wait, there's supposed to be a boom. What the hell? Hit it again. Oh, geez, boom. Let's go. Run.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That was like huge ad-lib part. Nobody knows that too much.
You were saying that people just not like the guys playing the guys after the guys. And I agree. That is going to be the case. I was reading an article earlier.
I think this guy's going to grow on people. I really think this new guy is going to take the role if they bring the series into a way that it should be. With what they're doing, you know, because I know where they're trying to go with it. And I think it's a good... But
well, he said what they're going to do after this movie. They're going to do the Justice League.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying. I think that's where they're trying to go with this. But I think that's the problem with doing this second film, is they're trying to mash it all in there to introduce Justice League, and they're taken away from the actual Superman movie.
Which is why I feel very strongly that it's going to fail. And this is so. Taking this to Amazing Spider-Man 2, when I saw the trailer for Amazing Spider-Man, I was like, aw, man, give me a break. Three villains, they tried this before, and it sucked huge because you can't focus enough on the story development and the characters and whatever to be able to really do a good job of those. So you don't actually get three villains in this movie. Two villains show up in the movie a little bit. Okay, in The Amazing Spider-Man. And that's cool.
How do you get the Sinister Six if you've only got a limited amount and correct. You don't?
Correct. So with the whole Superman 2 movie, whatever name they're going to end up calling it, whatever, I think that he's going to be trying to take on too many by putting too much into it. Okay, so we've got Superman and Batman. That's a great combination of characters. It's a the war against light and dark, the war, the concept of the struggle between the right way to do things and then the ends justifying the means and all that other stuff. And the whole interaction of those two very iconic and polar opposite dichotomies is such that that could be a fantastic freaking movie. Combination of action and thoughtful discussion between the two. I mean, Superman stands for everything that's right and justice and done the right way for no other reason than it is the right way. Mm-hmm. Batman represents the darkness, the shadows, and getting things done because the ends justifies the means. It doesn't matter how you get it done as long as you do. You can sacrifice minor liberties, simple things, and whatever. You can sacrifice freedom and everything else as long as you protect the life. And the life is not necessarily the life worth being needed to be led if the darkness is what rules that. And that is a freaking awesome storyline to work with. But that's not what we're going to get. And this is why I get worked up about it, because I would pay premium money to watch a movie that was done well with that whole kind of symbology and metaphorical type interaction going between those two iconic characters. But again, I don't think that's what I'm going to get. I'm going to get a bunch of flashbang and gee whiz, ooh, flew, flashy.
All right, so I got one more bit of things for you that I want to hear your comment on real quick. Netflix is about to release a series only, but kind of considered one long movie is the way they're calling it. And it's not going to be Ben Affleck, thank God.
Yes, Daredevil.
Daredevil, yep.
I have not seen any imagery from it, so I don't know how it's going to look. I love the idea.
Yeah, as far as I know, there is no imagery. They haven't begun. Right. They're still signing people on. In fact, I don't even know who is playing Daredevil at this point.
Right. But there's also three other TV series that are made for Netflix as well. And they're all going to tie in short bouts. And supposedly, they'll tie in a little bit with the movie lines and the rest of the whole Marvel Universe and stuff. And I think that's cool. And that's where the boob tube needs to really go, is it needs to get into the interactive and the wide depth of story parameters. And that's where I think Hollywood is failing.
Hollywood is failing. I think one of the greatest things I saw recently, and I had to share the post, was Donald Trump addressing Hollywood itself by basically saying, no more remakes.
Okay, remakes are fine. There is a fine difference between remaking a story to satisfy, we want to make money, just make a remake of something that existed. Taking a project and making a good remake of it and saying, I really like this story. I want to make this story work, and I want to make it work in this format. I have seen a couple of remakes that I enjoyed. More often than not, they fail because they're Hollywood. Anything Hollywood to me is really kind of tainted in the first, unless there is a director or the person producing it or the people writing it or the people putting together that project really are enthusiastic about it and actually put their own blood, sweat, and tears into it. This is why I love Peter Jackson as director of Lord of the Rings. He stick-handled that movie to completion. It's his movies. Those three movies are his baby that he birthed and whatever else and all the other disgusting little analogies I can probably throw at it. Without him, those would have sucked, probably.
Right.
And one of the reasons why I like this movie, Afflicted, you can tell that the people who put their time and effort into this movie really liked it, really felt strongly about this story, and really dedicated themselves to getting this story done. It's a Canadian movie, I believe, but it's filmed in places like France and Italy and a couple of other places, and it's just awesome, right?
I think that's where you got your, where you're not limited, you're not held back, and that's why they're able to do that.
Right, and this is where I see, especially with horror movies, when you see really good horror movies, the odds are not done in Hollywood. It might be done in the States. It'll be done by independent filmmakers. It'll be done by a small cabal of strongly enthusiastic filmmakers that are trying to put something together. Or it'll be overseas, or it'll be Canadian, Or it'll be someplace completely out of left field that you won't expect it. And it'll be quirky, it'll be small cash focused, it'll be niche focused, but it will ultimately be not Hollywood.
Right.
I can't think of a scary Hollywood movie I've seen since Event Horizon. And I mean Hollywood-driven scary movies.
Yeah, I honestly, there's nothing I can.
There's like nothing that even comes close to my mind as far as a good horror movie that is Hollywood-driven. Now, there are some good Hollywood-driven movies, like big budget action movies. You got your comedies, you got your love stories, and all those things, and they're fine for wherever they are and whatever they're doing. But that's that. When I want to watch horror and I want to watch science fiction, I love big budget science fiction movies because, hey, look at the pretty eye candy. Wee!
You're right.
So, you know what? You've gotten me all passionate up here and going, I think it's time for some music. Give me it!
Do that.
As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, I came upon Mother Goose. So I turned her loose, as she was screaming. And a foreign student said to me, was it really true? There are elephants and lions too in Piccadilly Circus. By the bathing home to try and catch some sun. Saw at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy. And a bearded lady said to me, if you start your raving and you're misbehaving, you'll be sorry. And the chicken fancier came to play with his long red beard and his sister's witch to drive the lorry. And green, I popped them in their hose. 420 laborers were laboring and digging up their clothes. I don't believe they knew that I was Long John Silver. Johnny Scarecrow make his rounds in his jet's black Mac, which he won't to get back, stole it from a snowman. As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, came upon Mother Goose, so I turned her loose, but she was screaming. Some sun. Must have been at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy.
Whack, we're all back. That was Jethro Tull, and I don't believe they knew that I was a schoolboy.
Ba-donk-a-donk.
Badonkadonk. I don't know if anybody knows, but if you're paying attention, you listen long enough to me talk about anything in the pies and that whole nine yards, even if I post it online or if I'm talking in real life and I actually talk about stuff and I discuss things and whatever, Jethro Tull is one of my three favorite bands.
Who's one of your three favorite bands?
Jethro Tull is one of them.
Never heard of him.
What? Don't be silly.
What?
That's just being sardonkadonks.
Not me.
Yeah, you. So, we covered Batman.
Yep.
We covered Afflicted. We covered,
yep,
Spidey.
Yep.
I think I really want to cover for a second. Hey, what comic books came out this week?
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't know what you're talking about. Although they are bringing out a comic book for that.
I heard that. I'm actually waiting to see it.
So, first on the agenda today, Krampus, number 5.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know why a Christmas book is still running, but I like it. It's messed up. That's why it's fun. The all-new Ghost Rider, issue number 3. Woohoo! Judge Dredd, The American Way of Death, part 3. Okay, that's what they're doing there. Excellent, I like it. Mars Attacks. Oh no, this was a reprint thing. Oh no, this is the Sam Keith Mars Attacks. Oh, I'm going to read that later, yahoo! Deadpool, number 28. I am surprised at how popular Deadpool is. It's just freaky weird. Ash and the Army of Darkness. Yeah! Number 7, by the way. Fun, fun, fun. Afterlife with Archie. Because you know what? This really is the only way I'm going to read Archie. With zombies.
Right.
Grim Fairy Tales 2014 Annual. I don't know what's going on in there, but there's a lot of fighting. I can dig it. Starlight by Mike Miller. Strange little story, but I dig it.
What's the story about?
Oh, the story's about a elder gentleman who's now an elder gentleman who's on Earth, but when you really read his backstory, he came back from this weird alien planet where he was the savior of an entire world and was revered for being a hero, and then he had that one last time to go home, and he went home, and he's now just a regular guy again. But now he's got an opportunity to go back to that planet and become a hero again! And that's the story. Guess what very important book came out today as well?
What?
The Walking Dead, issue number 127.
Ooh.
Ooh. This is where they find out, hey, now what do we do after that whole big war thing?
Yeah, I saw a first image released today of, season 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's got questions on it, but
I ain't looking at that shit until, like October.
Yeah, well, I didn't know they started filming already.
Well, of course they've started filming already. They got an entire first half of a season to get ready so that it's all polished up and nice and pretty looking and ready to go in October. Mm-hmm. You don't think they film during the... Well, yeah. Actually during that season, do you?
Got to.
No. It's cold and what? Snowy.
It's just... yeah.
Moving on. Sons of Anarchy, issue number 9. Fun stuff. And I'm a big fan of Mike Mignola and Dave Stewart. Hellboy in Hell, number 6. This is an odd series that's like, wait a sec, this was supposed to be a 4-issue miniseries. Then you added an extra issue. And now, 3 months later, you added another issue. It's like, I don't know where you're going with that.
Right.
But it's quite all right. I will continue to reading it. Avengers, number 29, carrying on with The Original Sin. Hey, what happened to the Watcher? He died, Jim!
No!
You don't even know who the Watcher is.
No, I'm not sure.
Big bald guy who lives on the moon. Oh my god! This is awesome!
You knew who the Watcher is, the blue guy.
He's white. He wears a blue tunic.
Yeah.
He's in the blue zone on the moon. Dude. Okay, people, if you are Star Trek fans, and I do believe a couple of you people in the chat room were talking about Star Trek earlier, guess what you have to go get now? Go. I repeat, do not stop and go. Actually, go right now. Actually, you may not be able to go right now because probably most of your comic book stores are going to be closed right now. But go tomorrow or as soon as you can and pick up Star Trek New Visions, The Mirror Cracked. Guess what this is? This is the Star Trek episode Pictures done as a comic book with dialogue bubbles.
I am loving this. I can't sell this. I have to keep that. Shit. I have to get another one for myself. Astro City, issue number 12. Ooh, I love that stuff. They're always fun. Penny for Your Soul, Death, issue number 5. What the hell's New Avengers, number 18. I'm going to enjoy that one, too. Oh, by the way, the Mars Attacks one that I was talking to earlier was Sam Keith. That's Mars Attacks Firstborn. Ooh. Fearless Dawn, Jurassic Jungle Boogie Nights. don't ask, it's just fun stuff.
Okay, I was hoping it was something.
Rex, Zombie Killer. This is about dogs and animals surviving a zombie apocalypse. It's funny as hell. And that is our wrap on comic books today. There were a few, and at least 4 of those had multiple covers. 5 of them.
Interesting.
Now, aren't you people all enlifted and whatever? Enlifted, uplifted, enlifted, enlightened. And that too.
Indubitably.
Encapsulated as well, if you really want to try and go for something really obscure and odd. But I think I will allow the rest of the aroma of the stuff in this particular evening show kind of like dilute itself amongst the rest of the people who are listening, because I really want to do that. I am going to come up with an announcement soon. I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to do an EW.
No!
I'm going to have an announcement soon, and I'm going to surprise y'all, and it's going to be an announcement, and it's coming. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not announcing it today, though. I'm just announcing that I'm going to announce it.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's me doing my EW.
Right.
And you know what? How is it that a segue becomes part of a haunted walk, huh?
I have no clue.
See, that's also another EW. That's like a segue EW.
No, normally...
Segue and segue. You know the little righty things called segues?
Yes, yes. I love segues.
No, really? Never would have guessed, Mr. Segway.
Normally, my segues have something to do with part of the topic.
Not always. Dude, I have heard you do a couple of segues of like, where the hell did you get the Bigfoot from the Loch Ness Monster? I know where I got that from, because I saw a picture of Bigfoot riding the back of Loch Ness. It's like, that's cool. But how did you go from one to the other? I don't know.
While you were looking over there, and then I told you to look at this hand, I was looking over there, and I moved to that hand.
Bam! So, before we get to the end of the show, because we've still got a few minutes left to go, I always feel rushed at the end of the show, so I'm going to actually try and take a moment and calm it down and make it easy for people to follow. I would appreciate you all. And I know there's a few of you who are regulars, and I just want to say thank you all for coming out to the show. I really appreciate it. It makes me feel good to see y'all in the show, in the chat room, yapping, and then on the Facebook going and doing the stuff. I got to get more on the Twitter going, okay? I'm going to use my almost quite, kind of not, but quite, maybe kind of, I don't think it really is, but it could be, the Twitter, as opposed to Twitter, the Twitter. I don't know what accent it is, but I'm going to keep going with it. The Twitter. I got to do more with the Twitter for the After Rot. Okay, so I'm going to keep going with this accent. It's like, I don't know why, but it's what I'm working with right now because my brain is doing funny things, and I think parts of my I think my feet just fell asleep. It's like, why the hell do they fall asleep? Because you're tired. I don't know why I'm tired, but I'm going to be tired. I want you all to follow the After Rot Twitter because I do have one. I just haven't done anything with it. Or you could follow the Zombie Zach Twitter because I do that one sometimes. And come on to the Facebook. I always like to see people on the Facebook, on the After Rot page. It's facebook.com/ with the After Rot, not the After Got or the Got After or the Rot After, but After Rot. And come on in. Say things. Share your opinions on stuff. I will happily enjoy and engage and interact because that's what I do. You know what I mean? EW?
Definitely.
So it's like I'm just openly inviting people in to come and enjoy the interactivity, which is the zombie. Because the zombie loves everyone, one way or another.
It's going to get you.
I already have. You just don't all know it.
Right. Hey, speaking of which, do you know what's coming up next?
I'm going to guess it's some electric stuff.
No.
You going to have a regular show again tonight?
I have an interview tonight, so Freak Pie is 2 weeks back-to-back. Oh, my gosh. Yep. I've actually got a reporter from the local news station here who's really awesome, great personality. He's going to talk about how he got to where he is, and believe it or not, he was big in sports, too. So you'll get to kind of see the cool side of these guys.
Spectacular.
And then I heard Miss Joan has somebody we both know.
Charles Manson?
I would think she fits that category every now and then, and I ain't referring to Joan. Her guest.
Renee. I know. I read that earlier. I'm like that.
And see, Renee fits that Charles Manson.
I would laugh and giggle my buttocks off if I ever heard or thought or seen or even came across a little tiny mention of Renee meeting Charles Manson. That would make me funny. Or even if she were to meet Marilyn Manson. That would be funny too, in a different kind of funny way.
Right. I just gotta know, are you family? Yeah.
I don't want to know about that part. I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me. No, wait, they don't do like me either.
Uh-oh.
Wait a sec, what are the drugs doing over there? Holy sheep stuff! Keep them drugs away from me, because they are bad. Drugs are bad, kids. Drugs bad, bad, bad. The only kind of good drugs are dead drugs. Wait a second.
Aren't they already? Yeah. Okay. I thought there was no test tonight.
Oh, dude. I tell my guys at work this, and they don't believe me, but the reality is, everything is a test.
Then I failed.
Yeah, most people do. They just don't realize it. You got to keep going. That's why you keep coming back in this whole endless cycle of life. It's like, da, 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 da. And when you succeed, ooh, look, you graduate. What happens when you graduate? Can't tell you.
I'm disappointed. I thought I would get some answers.
I can give you answers. I can give you all kinds of answers. They'll even, some of them be right. Some of them won't, but some of them will be right.
I like the ones that are right.
They cost extra.
Oh. I think I'm just going back and practice on my ukulele.
That song is called The Gladiators as They Approach the Arena.
Really?
Yeah, that's the whole, you know, the clowns as they walk into the thing. And yeah, that song is something, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it is something along the lines of As the Gladiators Enter the Arena. It was originally a Roman song.
I did not know that.
Or something like that.
I did not know that. See, you learn something new every week.
Learning is good. And well, you know what's even better than learning?
What's that?
Cookies!
Oh, cookies are good.
Cookies are good. I'm going to have a cookie after I finish the show, because I'm actually in that tired point where I'm going to see, and I need to consume a cookie. And I've got my bottle of Coke here that's going on, and it'll be slowly going to the end. And then I got a couple of comic books that I have to read before the end of the night, and I have to finish checking the rest of my shipment so I can be ready to go on Wednesday. And I'm looking forward to Godzilla, people. It's on Friday. Godzilla.
I like pie.
Godzilla. I like lamp.
I like pie, especially free pie.
I threw that at somebody yesterday, and they did not get the reference.
You threw a lamp at somebody?
No, I threw I Like Lamp, and they didn't get the reference.
Oh.
Yeah, see, Keenan got it. Enter the Gladiators. That's right.
Oh, okay.
If you look it up, the original song is like, that's a little weird, but oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yes. But we have like 2 minutes left on the show.
Oh, I guess that means I'm supposed to...
No, not yet.
No?
I'll give you the cue to go. And then it's like Basil Gogos. He's one of my favorite artists.
Gotcha. I don't know him.
You would know him. You ever seen the magazine Famous Monsters of Filmland?
Yes, I have.
Almost 240 issues before they rebooted it at 251 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Basil Gogos basically did all those covers for those first 240 issues or whatever.
Oh, isn't that the person who just passed away?
No. That was, and unfortunately, I have to say, there's two people make me sad that passed away this week. H.R. Giger, very sad, very sad, very sad, very sad. And Nash the Slash. And I don't know if y'all know who Nash the Slash is, but he's basically a very famous Toronto, Canadian musician with the band FM and some other stuff. He was always done up in bandages, one of those original, hey, look, quirky little show type kind of musician guy. It was really sad because he's actually a really good musician. And then Geiger, the artist who did all of the alien pre-concept stuff and a whole crapload of other movies that some people don't even really realize that he was part of. And he's just got wicked awesome art. A little weird, but I like that. But it was really cool.
Interesting.
And on that merry note, I think I'm going to say to everybody in the chat room and everybody out there in After Rot Land and everybody out on the internet web, thanks for coming out and enjoying our wonderful little show. And I appreciate it all. And y'all have fun. Come find, join us on the Twitter, join us on the Facebook, join us on the any other thing that we end up joining on, because we're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
See ya.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.